This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Each day, at hundreds of archaeological sites across the Holy Land, university researchers are literally digging up history. Every new discovery affirms the historical accuracy of the Bible, giving us insight into the rich heritage of our faith. Shachar Shiloh with the Israel Ministry of Tourism provides a look at the history being found today in the Holy Land.
What we are talking about here right now is, I would say, fresh from the oven. News which are sometimes yet not has been published or not exhibited sometimes. Everything is open to the public right now. One can walk in the Canaanite city of Abraham and Melchizedek. One can walk in the Pool of Siloam today. It's a new site which is completely open from the pool itself all the way up to the Temple Mount. There are new excavations following the rabbinical tunnels next to the Western Wall, which we have a connection today to this beautiful Herodian road starting from the Pool of Siloam. Again, recently opened to the public. When I say recently, within the last year, we have an amazing finding, which are ancient impressions bearing biblical names from the times of Jeremiah that were found within the ashes of the burned Jerusalem by the Babylonians, 586 BCE. Which means we have a stamp of kosher, if I may use it that way, of the whole story. It is like complete truth. The biblical story of Book of Jeremiah 34 to 38 comes out as something we can actually, the evidence are so clear, is tangible, we can actually touch it. All this compound together is tangible today in a 1.5 hours walk.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help them during this holiday season at holylandmoments.ca.